New regulations are coming for a federal law that seeks to keep Alaska Native and American Indian children in foster care within their family and tribes. And tribal sovereignty experts say it could have big implications for foster care in Alaska. The Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA, is a federal law that has been a constant source of contention and endless legal battles since it was first passed in 1978. During the second day of presentations on tribal justice at the Quirik Rural Providers Conference in Nome, John Bioff with Quirik's Tribal Court Office outlined those changes revealed in March and says the changes will be felt nationwide.
There have been gaps and confusion and some bad caseload have been made since the ICWA law was enacted. And I think the new regulations are a very positive development that seek to add a lot of clarification to the older ICWA law in areas that have been problematic in Alaska.
With the vast majority of tribal court cases in the Bering Strait and Norton Sound region relating to child protection, Bioff says the new regulations will help clarify what rules need to be followed when transferring a case to a tribal court.
For instance, the regulations spell out what are grounds to deny a transfer to a tribal court. For instance, how far along the case is in the state court is not a legitimate ground to deny a transfer. Overall in our region, we work very well with the Office of Children's Services. But overall, over time since I've been doing this work, I think overall this is going to help clarify a lot.
Bioff says the new regulations not only clarify uncertainties in the old ICWA law, but they also present a host of new directives for state agencies and courts to comply with in order to protect family and tribal placement for foster kids. The new ICWA regulations are far from law, however. The Department of Interior only just ended a comment session, and legal maneuvering on sides both for and against the new rules could push their finalization back anywhere from months to years. Still, Bioff says the process may be slow, but it's one that's trending toward progress. The discussion of ICWA laws and child welfare and how it relates to the broader issues of tribal courts and tribal sovereignty continue today at the Quirik Rural Providers Conference. The subject for day three, a question and answer session with the Alaska Criminal Justice Commission, and a talk on resources for victims of crime.